What's up, sailors, guys? It's your girl, Sailor P, and I know I have skipped a whole month. I skipped a whole month of Black History when I said I was going to be doing some Black History facts or whatever, but that was because of my work schedule. My work schedule got me going all over the place, and I mostly be trying to get some sleep because I work early evenings into the night. So I mostly come home and be tired. So while I still have the moment and while I'm still thinking about it, I can come on here and be like, hey, what's up? And talk about today's topic. And now what I've been hearing lately throughout Black History Month and, you know, into this month, can you believe it's March already? It's crazy. But what I've been hearing lately is that people don't like to label things. And for me, that's like just like saying that you don't accept who you are. If you are a Black person, that's what you are. You are a Black person. If you are a white person, that is who you are. If you are gay, that is what you are. It's not so much as a label, it's just what you are, and you have to accept that. Otherwise, when you say you don't want to label something, that's just giving people the right to not look at you as who you are, because you'll be the same person that says, oh, I don't believe in labeling things. And then when people treat you differently, you'll get upset about it. That's because you set the bar. If you're not going to label yourself as a white person, then people are going to look at you very differently. They're going to be like, okay, then what are you then? Because most people ain't finna think the way you think. Most people ain't finna be like, oh, well, okay, she just don't want to claim herself as white. Or claim himself as white. They're not finna be like that. They're gonna be like, okay, then what are you then? Same thing with Black people. If you're not finna accept the color of your skin, then you letting people know that they're not finna look at you that way either. Though, when it comes to Black people, people tend to look at that and still be hateful, discriminatory, ignorant, and just downright bad because they look at that color of your skin. So my thing is just embrace who you are. Embrace who you are, period. Because I'm not finna give people the satisfaction of not seeing who I am, period. If I am a Black person, I'm a Black person. Well, if I'm Black, well, I am Black, but but you know what I'm trying to say. I'm not giving people that luxury of saying, oh, well, you don't consider yourself as Black, but I still see that color of your skin, though. You know what I mean? Especially with white folks. Because, you know, white folks copy everything that we do. I'm sorry to my white brothers and sisters, but y'all do. Y'all do, especially on TikTok. TikTok, y'all been showing y'all asses off. Especially when it comes to hair. Y'all think you think it's okay to have a Black person hairstyle when it's not okay. And it's not okay. It's not just hair. It is a culture. Me and my little sister were talking about it last night. Hair, when it comes to our hair, it didn't just represent a culture. It represented the status. It represented who we are and what we are, what tribe we were from. And also, if you want to know your history, if you want to learn history, our hair was called ugly, used for furniture. When the women would get raped, the men will pull out their hair. So don't just be looking at it as just hair. And same thing to my Latinos and Latinx. Because most of y'all be thinking y'all white too. Same thing with y'all. Yeah, I'm getting on everybody today. I'm getting on everybody. Everybody who think it's okay to treat black people the way that they do. Or to just say, oh, it's just music. Or it's just hair. Or it's just this. No, it's not just this. It's a part of who we are. Most of the things that people have today is because of black people. You think everything is just made from China? No. Like, I'll give you an example of history. Salsa. The dance salsa. It comes from Afro-Cuban people. Afro, meaning black Cubans. Most of the things that y'all got now are because of black people. We built America, period, on our backs. And people do not want to acknowledge that because of the fact of the matter is that it's true. People do not like accepting the truth. And if you cannot accept the truth, then you can't expect for people to accept your truth. Because throughout history, black people are known to be creative, talented, but people do not want to acknowledge that, but they love to take it though. They love to take it. They love to use it. Like, you think slang is just created by like different cultures? No, most of the slang is made by black people. No. Like, we are the mothers and the fathers. We are the goats. And yes, I know I'm bragging about my race. I have a right to do that. Okay? Because people do not want to represent us at all. People do not want to represent us at all. And it's crazy how when other people of color want us to represent them whenever they have a problem, when they don't want to be down for our causes, when we ask people to end racism, they don't want to end racism. They want to be like, oh yeah, I'll help, but you're gonna have to get over it. No. No. You can't expect us to get over something that is continuing to happen over 400 years. No. So this is what's going to have to happen. We're going to have to accept not only ourselves, but our history. Our history, period. So, like I said, if you got a problem with this episode, don't worry about it. Because I'm not finna shed a tear over the fact that you don't like what I'm saying right now. Because it has to be said. We have to keep on having these conversations about accepting black history, period. And black people. Whether they're low class, high class, don't matter what class they are, we're here. We've been here. And we have to accept our talent, our creativity, and how powerful we can be as people. Because like I said, I get on everybody, anybody and everybody, especially my own, because what my own seems to do is that we be the first person to get on black people, but we don't help each other out enough. Because that right there is because we always been separated. We wasn't just sold just to one place. We weren't just sold to just the United States. We were sold everywhere. Everywhere. And this is why Black culture is within everywhere. Everybody had a piece of us. Okay? Don't even say that, oh, well, my country did, blah, blah, blah. I'm pretty sure Black people were over there, too. Pretty sure Black people were over there too. And if you just see mostly whites, do not count us out. Just because you just see mostly white people where you from, that doesn't mean that Black people aren't there too. Period. Y'all want to wipe us out so badly. Out of everything. But really, we've been there. We've been there. And you have to accept it. Period. You have to accept that fact. And it's so crazy how most people get upset when we speak our truth. And how most people be nosy and want to get upset when we have these conversations, but yet don't want to accept what we're saying. If you're going to be nosy and huff and puff, or whatever, about what somebody is saying, then don't listen to the conversation. If you're not willing to accept what a person is saying, then don't listen. Because, like I keep saying, if you're not finna accept the truth, don't expect nobody to accept your truth. Point blank and a period. Because you can be treating people as though they below you. Period. Point blank and a period. So, that is all I'm gonna say for now because I have to work. Ugh. I have to work. But please think about what I've said to my people. We are very powerful when we want to be. We are the GOAT. We created this country. And we got to continue to say that we exist. We are here. And this is ours. Not other people's. This is ours. Whatever that we do, it is ours. Period. And it's not okay. If you giving your friends, if you giving your white friends a pass to say the N-word, you're part of the problem. If you're giving your white friends permission to wear box braids, you're part of the problem. Even your Hispanic friends. No. No. This is ours. Point blank in a period. People throughout history didn't do what they did so that other people can take it. Or for Black people to give the okay for people to take it. No, it is ours. If you listening to rap music, it came from Black people. If you listening to R&B music, it came from Black people. Rock and roll, country, the blues, jazz, it came from Black people. Other people just took it. Spanish music too. It came from Black people. Know your history. If you don't want to learn your history, then you are part of the problem. If you want to sit there huff and puff and stomp around because you're not liking what people are saying, you're part of the problem. If you don't want to have those conversations about culture and about what people are doing, you're part of the problem. You're part of the problem. So I'm gonna go, and hopefully your day has been good. I know this mask mandate has been lifted, but still be careful. COVID has not gone. It is not gone, and it's still flu season, so keep yourself safe no matter what. And I will see you all the next time. I don't know when, though. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I don't know when. I do not know when I'm gonna be like on here. I really don't, because I haven't been streaming lately either because of my work schedule. So I will see you all the next time. Promise I'll make it more frequently. I promise. But I'm finna go. Bye.